You wake up like it's any other day. You live alone in an average apartment, trying to find your way in this world. But something is off. You feel skittish. It's almost as if something is watching you. You turn on the light and think for a moment that it's not quite the same as it was before you turned it off last night. Sure, the room was bright, but the light was more golden than anything. Must be a bad bulb, you think, as you disregard the sight. You go to the bathroom and notice that these lights are different as well. You decide to open a curtain and let some natural light in. Upon moving the curtains to the side, you find that the world outside is dark. Not cloudy, and not night. It's almost like a purple light had replaced the sun. In a panic, you slam the curtains shut and rush to the door. You open it, but something feels off. You take a step through the door, and your insides seem to rise up as a light feeling in your stomach make its way to your brain. I'm falling, you cry out. Seconds turn to minutes, and minutes feel like hours, but the feeling does not stop. You look up, and the feeling suddenly fades away. You see your ceiling, and you look down and see the floor. You stand up on shaky legs and hold on to the wall for support. And when you touch the wall, you feel something dripping onto your knuckles. You look at your hand and see a dark purple goo with golden specks inside of it. You rip your hand from the wall and run back into the bathroom. But when you look up, you see the bathroom door right in front of you. You rush into it again and find the same sight. You decide to enter your bedroom, but only manage to exit your bathroom. You look down the hall towards your living area and decide to take slow steps towards it. Upon reaching the living area, you make a lunge for the phone on your wall. You let out a sigh of relief upon being able to hold the phone up to your ear. You decide to call the police. Surely they can help you. But when you try and press a button, your finger sinks into the phone, which proceeds to melt off the wall. You shake your hands desperately to get the goo off. The goo hits the floor, and you stumble backwards onto a chair. The chair melts in a similar fashion to the phone. You look around the room, and all of the furniture begins to melt. The piles of goo suddenly start to move. You can't help but think of the horror movie where a blob from space stalked and hunted its victims. You knew the idea was insane, but so was everything else here, and perhaps you are as well. Whatever the reason was, you weren't going to stick around to see what was correct. You run towards the door, but after a few seconds of running, you see that you have made barely any progress. You slowly try and reach for it at an angle to see both the floor and the door. You see yourself moving forward, yet at the same time, you don't. Your head starts to hurt, and you look away. Do not look directly at which you cannot comprehend. You know that there is no one here, and yet you look around. When you look back to the door, you see that it's been replaced by a long hallway. You look back, and you see that the living space had been changed to match the hallway. and you realize this hallway is just one large corridor. Is this easier to understand? You shout out for the voice to reveal themselves, but find no response. You fall forward and find no end to this path. You ask yourself if this is a dream, and for some reason you cannot bring yourself to call this a nightmare. A voice in the back of your mind tells you that something would be hurt by being called a nightmare, and you suddenly lose the urge to go on and fall to your knees. You hear the sound of the goo from before moving closer. Your breathing quickens as fear fills you, and you slowly turn around and see a woman. Her body. Oh, that's not it either. She has a form of goo, a dark purple and black structure. Glowing orbs fill this form everywhere, except for her face, where they are only present where her eyes are. With a sudden realization, you recognize those orbs are her eyes. You look down at your hand. It had been submerged in her goo before. You touched her eyes. You sat on her eyes. Her eyes dripped down from the wall. You take a shaky breath as you once again face the creature. Her body seems to be covered in a maid's uniform, but judging by how she can mimic most objects, you knew that it was foolish to think that this was not another part of her form. She moves closer to you. You are paralyzed. She unclasps her hands and reaches one towards your face. Her touch feels warm. Is this form to your liking, Master? You look at her and can't help but feel like this is the most beautiful thing you have ever seen. You consider yourself a shy person, but the feeling was so much stronger now that this woman was in front of you. Take my hand, Master. You find yourself able to move, and you take her hand. She pulls you up fast, but also with a gentle firmness. Despite the fact that there's no doubt in your mind that she caused this, you cannot help but collapse onto her. You know that one of her hands is holding onto yours, yet you feel two appendages holding you. You push this thought away from your mind. It is best not to think of it. I will lead you, Master. You have to trust me. You let go of her and hold her hand tightly. You lose control of your legs as she seems to will you to move without you having to even think. You walk for what feels like years before the ground suddenly gives away. You open your mouth to scream, and then the darkness brightens. You look around and find that you're in your bed. The early morning light streaming through the window over your bed. You get out of bed and rush to the bathroom to open up the curtains on the window in there. The day is bright and sunny, and you think for a second that you dreamt it all. But when you turn on the faucet, no water comes out. The goo from before slowly seeps from it. You lunge to turn the water off, but the knob won't turn. You rush in the bathroom once again, and this time head straight for the living area instead of your room. One of the chairs melted into the ground, and the goo rushed and enveloped your foot. You couldn't move. I'm sorry, Master, but I cannot let you leave. You turn your head and see the woman from before. You give up your struggle as she approaches you. I heard your cries. You were tired of the same thing over and over again. You wanted so desperately to find someone, but were unable to spare the time to do so. You lived a life that was not a life at all. And that is why I took it upon myself to give you a new life. It has been a long time since I saw your world. It is an odd mixture of colors and patterns that seem more insane than my world, which you consider insane. In reality, your eyes were always closed. The only thing between you and utter madness are the walls that I have created. This small area that I have made is the only thing keeping you safe. I have given you dream after dream before testing my boundaries last night. You will always rely on me, but I can make you see. Opening your eyes in your own world is like learning how to crawl. But now, I need to teach you how to run. But first, we must become one. She takes your hand and you nervously stand up. She leads you to your bedroom. She lays you down on the bed. Her form seems to merge with it. She places a hand on your chest, and your clothing melts and merges with her form. A smile grows on her face as she moves over you. A hand caresses your body as she leans close to your face. She leans back. Her uniform melts into her body and reveals her bare form. Lust wells up inside of you, and she smiles. Here I go, Master. Master, your pleasure is my pleasure. What you feel, I feel. I take pride in making you feel good. The fact that this is for you makes what you feel also what I feel. I am glad that I make you feel this good, Master. Her insides move around and squeeze your cock intensely. The pleasure is intense, and you have to squeeze your sheets to keep from jerking around. You look up and see her glowing eyes as her lustful gaze envelop you. She increases her speed, and you can't help but cry out. This pleasure is unnatural. It feels as if you are in a state of constant orgasm. You are afraid of what actually coming will feel like. Your mind is cracking. The noises she makes begin to echo in your ears. She leans down and whispers in your ear. Yes. Come. Your mind breaks. You close your eyes slowly as the woman wraps her arms around you and gently kisses you. You open your eyes, and you are no longer in your room. Good morning, Master. You slowly rise to your feet and wrap your arms around your new wife. The world around you is covered in darkness, except for the glowing specks that are similar to the eyes on your wife. What is this, you ask? Your wife chuckles. You open your eyes, my love.